It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is our devotion and it's time for us to dive into the Word of God. So if you are joining us for the very first time, I would like to welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour. This is our time where we get insight into the mind of God, where we get to listen to what God has to tell us every single morning. That is why I want to specially welcome you, because right here on this show, you get a lot of your questions answered. God is ready to speak to you. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to drop that burden? Are you ready to give him all those troubles that you've been carrying all through the year? This is just that time. And if you've been frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our Open Heaven Hour. It's time for our devotion. So wake your friends, your family, share the link, share this message, and get somebody on this platform this morning. This segment of our show is sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. We cannot begin the day without our thanksgiving. So even if it's just for a few seconds, let us appreciate our Maker, our Redeemer, our Comforter, our Savior. Let's thank him for the salvation of our souls. Let's thank him for preservation of our lives. Unto you, immortal, invisible, the Almighty God, Lord, we want to say thank you for sparing, preserving, and keeping us all true this month and giving us a brand new day. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is Thursday, the 10th of October, 2024, and we'll be looking at a brand new topic that says, Love for God. Love for God. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 23, Take My Life and Let It Be. Take My Life and Let It Be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 25 to chapter 26. Matthew from chapter 25 to chapter 26. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 63 from verse 1 to 8. Psalm 63 from verse 1 to 8. Are you with your Bibles? From verse 1 it says, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to seek your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hand in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, occasionally I wonder, do I still love God like I used to? Was there a time when I loved him more than I do now? In the past, many of us were willing to do anything for him. We were hungry to please him at whatever cost and give to him even when we had next to nothing. I remember the days when we used to have Bible study leaders, retreats, and we'll take offerings. From the offerings, you would know that if the congregation had more, they would willingly give more. One brother gave his belt because he didn't have any money to give. How is your love for God now? Is it greater or lesser than it was before? There are people who, when they got born again, could dance vigorously during praise and worship, not caring if anyone was looking at them. Now, they can't even shout hallelujah at the top of their voices. No matter how big a fellow is, he or she is still nothing before God. If a person is too big to dance for him, he can decide to show that fellow how small he or she really is. One day I asked God, Lord, David did a lot of terrible things, even more than Saul. Yet you said David was a man after your heart. Why you rejected Saul? I know that you are not partial, but I am curious to know why. He responded, what did David do in 2 Samuel 6:14? I replied, he danced with all his might. Then he asked, can you show me a place in the Bible where Saul danced for me? That was when I really knew why God rejected Saul. It is not so much about dancing. Rather, it is about the heart of a man after God has raised him. David's love for God increased as he went higher, while Saul's love reduced as he went higher. Which of these two are you? If a believer's love for God is reducing, such believer is not far from offending him, and that might result in God rejecting the fellow. If you don't believe me, read Philippians chapter 1 from verse 9 to 10, which says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that he may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. May your love for God keep increasing for the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please let my love for you abound more and more every day in Jesus' name. Father, please let my love for you abound more and more in Jesus' name. Pray that prayer with all your heart. Father, let my love for you abound more and more. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for staying tuned, but do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. But I want you to share this message with somebody today. There might just be somebody struggling with their relationship with God, and you would like to rekindle that flame that you used to know them with. Share this message with them. And how can you do that? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to share, and the link will pop up. Copy the link and share today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT. Live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, Praise Palace Radio. Still on our website and on our mobile app, Praise Palace Radio, on Play Store and Apple Store. It's available for download, and this will give you access to all other amazing shows lined up throughout the day. If you're bored and you need something inspiring, you just need back-to-back entertainment, gospel entertainment, this is the radio station for you. Thank you for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.